The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back fishing, hunting in the great outdoors, and crabs and snakes and vertebrates and invertebrates and anything and everything, cow-nose rays. They're all part of the great outdoors, and it's so nice to talk about different things, you know. We can talk about anything and everything, but that's what I love about this show. Our listeners bring a whole new perspective. Hey, I did speak with Mark Trindell the other day. Morning, Mark, if you're there. We've got the annual Talisman, the Talisman Therapeutic Riding Facility coming up, the event coming up with September 8th, 2025, with the fishing trip and crab feast. All of it benefits Talisman Therapeutic Riding, and we'll talk to Mark or some other people about that, but the Rockfish Tournament is on, not just for the boats provided by it, Talisman, but the private boats are now allowed to enter. Anybody would like to have a flyer, we'll get one sent to you. But we're going to be able to attend this year. It's on Monday, September 8th, and going to go fishing and going to eat some crabs in the afternoon and hopefully raise some money for Talisman Therapeutic Riding. So looking forward to that. The there's also a wanted poster out there for the largest catfish contest. So the top rockfish angler gets $1,000. I don't know what the largest catfish gets, but it's all of this is at Fisherman's Crab Deck in Graysonville. And if anybody wants more information, I'll be glad to send it to you. I can text it or I can email it, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. So thanks, Mark, for the invitation. Thank you for the courtesy, and we'll be there. That's the game plan. Last year, two events that weekend, and got COVID, so I wasn't able to attend either event. Both of them involved, one of them involved shooting and crabs, and the other one involved fishing and crabs. So at least we're going to do the fishing and crabs, and maybe both this year. We'll see. Stay away from that COVID stuff. We got a lot of callers on the line. We got to get to them. Let's see. Nelson in Delaware. Thanks for holding, Nelson.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Hey, not too bad. Hey, I just want to make you, the listeners aware, I appreciate your show, but the state of Delaware, I think some of the gun laws they passed recently just went in effect. So if you're between the ages of 18 and 21, you can no longer hunt by yourself. You have to be accompanied by an adult.
No way. No way.
If you carry a shotgun, I just looked at the regulations. If you go on the website, like to the hunting regulations,
yeah.
If you look, 18 to 21, you can carry a shotgun and hunt by yourself, but you can't carry like a 350 Legend or a 22 rifle and hunt by yourself. Like if you hunt squirrel or whatever, you got to hunt, be accompanied by an adult that's over 21.
What maniac got that law passed?
Well, I don't know. I just saw like the remark put out. I saw it on Facebook. I think it
was. No, wait. Hold on. You saw it on Facebook.
Like an alert from my representative, or I saw either that or like a legislative update in my email, like every week, whatever. Different people are referred to. So I went to the website and looked, and you were right on the website and look.
On the DenRec website.
Just like I put in Delaware like seasons, and then it comes to regulations. And there's a whole new chart. And like, so if you're like 16, you can hunt with like an air gun or like a pellet gun.
That's just stupid. All right.
You can't hunt even with a bow. Like, it's just a 16, 18, you cannot hunt with a bow, even a bow by unless you're hunting by an adult over 20.
All right. I'm going to have to study this a little bit. That just sounds, to me, sounds ridiculous, but is what it is. All right. No, I'm not. I don't. Listen, I don't doubt you. Okay. Let me just please.
Okay. It's like you were talking about the hunting regulations.
Yeah.
You can't hunt after 10:30. You know,
right.
That's like crazy. But,
I know. Okay. Well listen. Okay. Thank you for your call. Let me do some investigation, and I'll follow up, and we'll talk later. Okay. Thank you. Great day. Let's talk to, good grief, I can't keep up.
Lee in Towson.
Lee in Towson. Okay, and then Peter in Parkville. Morning, Lee. How you doing, buddy? Busy day.
I'm doing good, Alan. It's hard to conceive some of these regulations that actually pop up that what that fellow was just talking about. But to say the least, that little video I sent you of the Susquehanna, the water is absolutely receded, and with the recede, the rockfish have literally exited the river. It's not what it was.
No, it's not what it was. It looked gorgeous.
Yeah, but it's interesting. When the water receded, we still had a topwater bite in that skinny water. We were only out in one unit.
Yeah.
A friend in his mud boat. It's a 14-foot boat, and the workings of a mud, you just have no reverse. So we were just scooting up the river in this thing at a pretty good clip, because he knows how to run the
right.
It's completely different river than what you experienced, because it's now you're in water. It's literally
a foot deep.
A foot. Yeah,
I get it.
Ankle deep in it.
Yep.
But it was what a fun experience to the fish like that. He had multiple spots to go from all the way down at Port Deposit all the way up to Conowingo Dam, and all topwater fish, and it was a really, really good time. Something different for me and somewhere that I fish all the time, but not in having the capability to maneuver around in that water.
Mm-hmm.
But I was popped into my head the other day. I remember years ago, Maryland had a rockfish hatchery, didn't they? Where they were
down southern Maryland, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
You know, with all the concerns and with the rockfish, I wonder if there's any consideration of utilizing that again, or was that not a successful program?
It was successful. Have anybody's ever been to the Taws building and saw the big rockfish hanging in the
Yeah,
that fish was 93 or 96 pounds.
Right.
And it was captured and found dead in the hatchery. And they said this thing is so immense and it's so noteworthy that we've got to preserve the memory of this fish. But that came from that hatchery. Ben, can't remember Ben's name, that used to run that hatchery, was part of that hatchery program. There were a number of people involved. But, yeah, that was back during the moratorium. They stocked a lot of rockfish back then. They sure did.
Yes. Well, I wonder if the...
Mid-80s.
If there's a consideration of getting that program going again because of all these concerns of fish, which I don't see. I was in the Patapsco where you were the other day, and we were actually sight fishing for rockfish around the bumpers of the Key Bridge. I mean, literally thousands and thousands of fish, rockfish. They were pushing. It looked like little, I guess, menhaden or something around the pilings, but it was a spectacular sight to see. And we were actually able to cast you know, you wouldn't individual fish because there were such massive schools of fish. We hit an outgoing tide, and this went on for about 3 hours of this type of fishing. But we did that, and then the eel bite has started really strong up around Poole's Island. So it everybody I'm talking to is catching, doing really well on fish. You know, unfortunately, for recreational, it shuts down here shortly.
Right.
But I don't know. These hatcheries, from what I gathered, was very successful. I just wonder if that's a thought.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
One other thing, I remember they stocked hybrids in the Susquehanna and the reservoirs, and they were another very successful.
That's the biggest fish I ever caught out of the Susquehanna River was a hybrid. I was fishing bait, and I reeled in this great big crayfish. It wouldn't shake off the line, so I just said, "Well, guess what, brother? You just sacrificed yourself as bait." And I put I kind of embarrassing to say, but not really. I killed it. I broke his point off of his front, right? So he didn't crawl under the rocks. So I just wanted him to drift. I tossed him out there, and this fish hit, and I managed to bring it in, and it was a big hybrid, probably, I don't know, at least 10, 12 pound anyway. But it was an exciting fight, I can tell you that. I was fishing from the shore. Yeah, you know, that's the only hybrid I ever caught. So.
Yep, I remember catching them below the small dam at Loch Raven.
Mm-hmm.
They got swept over the large dam and into the over the small dam, and they ended
right
up below the little dam at Loch Raven.
Wow.
I remember catching them up at Pretty Boy up in the upper end of George's Run.
Yeah, Pretty Boy was a hot spot. Yeah, I remember Mike Beck used to show pictures of him holding up these hybrid striped bass. So cross between a striped bass and a white bass, I believe.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct. But quite a. I don't know if Pennsylvania still stocks them up in the.
I can't tell you.
Upper Susquehanna or not? They used to put them in there.
Right.
And many of the fish that were up there ended up in the Conowingo Lake and the Susquehanna River.
Exactly. Well, what do you think's gonna happen to the blue catfish that they just released into the Pittsburgh area up there in the Three Rivers area? Because blue catfish are native to Pennsylvania, so they just decided to restock them.
Oh, every fishery has its own unique ways, I guess.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, yeah, exactly. So what do they have up there? The Monongahela and the Allegheny and the Ohio Rivers all come together right there in Pittsburgh, right? So that's why Pittsburgh Stadium used to be called Three Rivers. And that's a cool area up there. But, I mean, is blue catfish the best fishery solution you can figure out for that area? I'm not sure.
Considering that there are literally a devastating eating machine, it sounds like a huge mistake to want to put in a predator like that in the
right now. There's a bill
in any water.
Right now, there's a bill in Congress in D.C. To authorize the use of catfish for pet food, blue catfish for pet food.
Mm.
So your guys will be harvesting for that market, you know. So I'm thinking the processor should be all over that, because you know you can take all your carcasses, all your skins, all everything, and they could just grind all that, dry it all out, and turn it into nutritious pet food. So
I don't know how the market is rolling right now for the catfish, but I think most of the commercial guys are concentrating on crabs and their pound net sites and whatnot. But
yep.
That'd be another very feasible market for pet food, for sure.
Yeah, your longliners will love it. So,
yeah.
Lee, I got to let you go, buddy. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
We'll talk. We'll talk to you, man. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Bye bye. There goes Lee. Backyard Billy's. We'll get right to you, Peter, in a minute here. Is it Peter, right, Aaron? Okay. We'll get right to you here short. Uh-oh. Hardware falling on the ground around here. Backyard Billy's, you know, I talked about it earlier about the all the great stuff in Backyard Billy's for your backyard. But, you know, they have another division there called Hearth America. And we tell you this all the time. If you got a fireplace that you don't use, man, you can use it and utilize it. It's beautiful. Use a fireplace insert. It looks like a real fireplace, but it works on a remote control. And the heat is amazing. You can get them with a fan to blow the heat into the room. We love ours. It's an Enviro EX35, and we purchased it a fair amount of years ago from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They did the installation. They did the hearth. They did the mantle. They did the stonework. They did the chimney. They did the installation of the unit into the firebox. And, you know, I set the temperature in the cold weather. I set the temperature, and if the temperature in the room goes below that temperature, the thing comes on automatically. It's got that kind of a capacity to do that, or I can control it manually if I want. So I love our gas fireplace insert, our Enviro EX35 from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and I love the fact that that was about the fourth or fifth place we visited. Backyard Billy's provided the expertise not only on the installation, but friendly people, knowledgeable people. The price was right. Anything and everything, and they'll do that with you on everything. That's for sure, including the freestanding wood and pellet stoves from Enviro and other manufacturers. So if it's heat you want, you know, Backyard Billy's, I say this, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek, Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, but they are. They absolutely are. So stop by and see their full selection. You will be glad you did if you're looking for a primary or alternate heat source. We use it to heat this whole back room, and it's a giant room. So what is this room, 20 by 30? Yeah, probably 20 by 30, if not more. So, yeah, we love it. So stop by backyardbillies.com, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. They are on Drummer Drive. And like I said, if it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They have a Facebook page, too, is the fireplace. Now, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They have changed up their ad a little bit. There's now for the Browning firearms, there's now the A5 in 20-gauge, the A5 Hunter. This is a kinematic drive, recoil-operated semi-auto loader, and it's got all the features of the A5. It's built for those who want a little lighter shooting gun. Of course, 20-gauge will bring down any waterfowl in Maryland with the right ammo, that's for sure. The A5 Hunter. Don't forget about the BAR, Browning Auto Loader Rifle. Don't forget about the X-Bolt. The X-Bolt comes in several different varieties, including the X-Bolt Hunter, which is the matte finish and the matte finish barrel, beautifully set up for a scope, and has all the features of all the X-Bolt, like the medallion, which is the shiny wood, and the gloss barrel that I grew up with, those kind of rifles that you were proud to show your friends. Look at this cool rifle. Look at the wood in this stock. Isn't this beautiful? Of course, X-Bolt has a whole variety of applications, the Macmillan, the long range. They've got, you know, synthetic stocks and Cerakote barrels and all that kind of stuff, too. So take a look at the full line of X-Bolt, bolt action centerfire rifles, and don't forget the Satori line of over and under firearms for shotgun shooting sports. All this at Clyde Sports Shop, your full line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, 21227. Just off Beltway Exit 9, that phone number, 410-242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Clyde's has been around since 1957, open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. Stop by Clyde's Sports Shop You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Hey, the Sportsman Expo, sponsored by the Maryland Fur Trappers, August 1st and 2nd at the Washington County Ag Center at 7313 Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. There's no charge to attend. Learn about fur trapping, how to call waterfowl for predators, set a trap line, or just enjoy the outdoors. It's all here. On Friday, the grounds open at 8 a.m. with dealers for firearms, archery, fishing, and trapping supplies. Flip Ammo will have ammunition for sale. Features of day one include a kids section, youth bow shooting with the Boy Scouts, expert trapping demos, ride along to set up a live trap line. At 6 p.m., there's a crab feast and live music. Crab feast tickets are on sale online at MarylandFurTrappers.org. On Saturday at 7:30, ride along to check that trap line. Demos include Dakota Flowers, the ladies' world champion muskrat skinner, and Brian Elder shows thermal hunting equipment, live and silent auctions, top gun firearms raffle, tip jars, and more. Bucks, bears, stags, scores, Maryland trophies from 10 till 3. See August 1st and 2nd at the Sportsman Expo and Maryland Fur Trappers.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a biggin' on the line. Put me around a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
Indeed. Now we've got Paul. Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning? I'm sorry, Peter. One of the, I knew it was one of the apostles. One of the apostles. I knew that.
Yeah, kind of biblical. Yeah.
Exactly.
I can understand your confusion.
What's up, man?
Hey, I have a fishing lure that I am developing. That is unlike anything on the market.
Wow.
I've been fishing since I was about knee-high to you, you know, with my father. Jumping into the ocean with a trot line, you know, and catching all sorts of fish and such, you know. That's where my fishing experience started. So, in my line of work, I've come across this particular lure I call a sardine. Basically, it's about 8 inches long. It's stainless steel and brass. Okay.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
It's going to be a moneymaker.
Good.
It's going to be a moneymaker. And I'm always
looking for sponsors.
There you go. You know, that's fine. You know, something, maybe we can work out a deal, you know. Business is business.
Course it is, yeah.
But I'll tell you, there's nothing on the market that looks anything like what I'm thinking of.
Good.
Now, it unfortunately involves a foreign country.
Oh, sure. I have no doubt.
That I have to go to get a quantity. Right now, I'm able to get a certain quantity of this, but not in the kind of numbers that I want to develop.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. So what is the point, Peter?
Well, the point is that there's no lure like
okay.
This.
Well, anyway. you're telling us all this. I haven't seen any pictures. You haven't sent me a sample, so let me.
I will do that. You'll see it out on the market.
Okay, good.
You know, once I get it,
all right.
You know, once I get it processed,
all right. Well,
and I think you know I'll start with the East Coast. You know,
well,
anywhere from Maine.
Listen, Peter.
Give me a fishing report. What's going on off the coast?
Right now, I've got to move along. Okay. I appreciate it, though. Thanks for the call. Stay in touch, okay? You've got this number, and if you want to, you know, talk to me through Aaron, you can do that. If, you know, we could get together, you know, via text or phone call sometime in the future. But right now, we're not gonna go down this path any longer. And I appreciate your call, and I wish you all the luck in the world with your new fishing lure. Let's talk to Dale in Easton. Morning, Dale.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
I have a little thing for all would-be fisheries biologists. You have not become a fisheries biologist officially. I don't care what kind of degree you have or what university you went to until you extract the water snake from a gill net.
Oh, no, that would be beyond my...
Once you have done that, you're an official fisheries biologist.
A water snake from a gill net.
And that's...
No.
Not only do you have to watch out for the front end, but you got to watch out for all of it because that thing smells like you don't believe.
Oh, yeah, they stink. I know.
They have a wonderful odor about them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
well, their diet, you know, their diet would help with that, you know.
Yeah.
So,
Alan, well, the gentleman's name who ran the hatchery was Ben Florence.
Yes.
Ben ran the hatchery for many, many years and did a fabulous job.
Rudy just sent me a photo of Ben with that big striped bass on the butcher scale, and the scale pulls down to 105 pounds. But now Ben's hand is on the fish, so I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But he said 92-pound Patuxent River striper to include with this story. Maryland Department of Natural Resources uncovered. Another old photo from the state hatchery crew in the 70s showing a pre-spawn striper on a butcher's scale that reads 105 pounds.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's a different fish or not, but that's a lot of fish, man.
Yeah. Yeah. The one in Taos, I don't know whether that's the actual mount or a mold.
No, that's a mold.
I'm not sure where the actual fish is. So
I would imagine in a landfill.
No, but I'm saying the skin. Because they skinned it to do a natural mount on it.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
I don't
they
know.
They also made a mold of it to reproduce it.
So. Yep, that would be George. I think George McGinnity did that, if I'm not mistaken. So.
Yeah.
So.
If I can ever get up and down with Lee, I'll tell him some stories about some hybrids up by the dam.
Ah, that'd be good.
That was. If you'll recall, Alan, there's a retaining wall that comes off of the last unit, big, long.
Yes.
When they would generate certain levels, they would create an eddy in there.
Oh.
Those hybrids would stack up in there like you wouldn't believe, Alan.
Huh. I wonder what the attraction was.
I don't know, but you have a few stripers in there with them, but the hybrids just love that.
Hmm.
And we would occasionally catch them, you know, down where we used to anchor.
Yeah.
But they just love that eddy.
That's great.
And I'm
well, Lee has a son named Big Fish Eddie, so.
I'd like to get up and down with him sometime because I'm sure we could swap some good ones.
Yep. Okay, Rudy just texted me. He said the 105-pounder is definitely a different fish. The one on display at Taws was caught in the 80s.
Yes.
Okay, there we go. So,
I wonder if Joe Boone, too, who was striped bass guru at that time in the 70s.
I don't know.
He probably was familiar with that fish, too.
I'm sure. Well, you and Rudy need to chat, so.
Oh, yeah.
To talk about those old days. It's a 90 and 100-pound striped bass in the bay. So.
Yeah.
And I heard that there was a estimated 75-pound fish caught on, was it Tillman Hensley's boat? I can't remember. And he didn't even bring it in. He said, this fish is too big. We're cutting it loose right here. She's here to spawn.
I wonder how. But how would he know it was 75 pounds?
I don't know. It had scales.
It had scales. Get out of here, fella.
All right. He can tell by the scales. All right.
Get out of here, fella.
All right. You too.
We'll see.
Talk to you later, buddy.
All right.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. All right. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You know, I talked about them earlier, but Backyard Billy's has just got so many things you can't cover it in a minute. You know what I mean? You just can't cover it in a minute. So I'd give you the basics. Tables, chairs in every color and every style, every geometric pattern. They even have the old classic, you know, wood picnic tables. Of course, it's all, you know, treated wood now, so... I did hear a story about that, too. Remind me to tell you about that. But there was, sheds, gazebos, greenhouses, dog kennels, chicken coops, Adirondack chairs, all that stuff's outside. Those big items like the sheds and greenhouses and things like that, and the gym sets and the gazebos and things like that can be delivered to your site within free delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Delaware and Maryland beaches. That's what I wanted to tell you. So, but if you're looking for anything for your backyard, what does the name Backyard Billy's tell you? Barbecue grills, tables, chairs, all the outdoor stuff, you name it, it's there. Backyard Billy's has a website, backyardbillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. The phone number is 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Why not stop by this weekend? They're open 7 days a week. You're going to need an hour or two just to walk around and look at everything, and another hour for inside. So plan a two-hour tour, not a three-hour tour. Well, you could take a three-hour tour. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44, Graysonville on Drummer Drive, the backyard. Your backyard is going to look just great. That's Backyard Billy's. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullocks and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream, went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when it called.
Gotta love me some classic Johnny Cash. All right. Let's see. I talked to somebody asked me to talk about the apple cracker, folks. Again, apple Captain Don, I'll get right to you here. Apple crackers manufactured now in New Holland, Pennsylvania, by a company called Stolzfus. What do they call themselves? Not Feed and Supply, Mineral and Supply, something. But Matt Stolzfus and Steve and the whole family were there the other day. I went up and visit them for, on their dealer day, and, you know, met the guys from Trophy Rock, the representatives from Trophy Rock, who, that mineral that you, that is mined and cut into chunks for Trophy Rock for deer attractant, they're actually grinding now and using for table salt with the minerals and everything in it. And they're also, they've also developed a drink additive with the same properties that have the electrolytes and so forth in there in this naturally occurring product. So, very interesting to talk to those guys. You know, that mineral that's in Trophy Rock is also used in agriculture. So they have a big agriculture business as well. Redmond is the name of the company, Redmond, R-E-D-M-O-N-D. And we met their reps and talked with them a little bit. One of them is a very enthusiastic deer hunter. The other one couldn't stop talking about Missouri. Yeah, deer in Missouri or this, deer in Missouri or that, deer in Missouri look like elk. Look at the deer in Missouri, deer in Missouri, deer in Missouri. And I showed him a Maryland record book, and I showed him about 160-inch whitetail taken in southern Maryland that had mass from the bottom to the top. And I showed him the only deer in the country that have both bases over 10 inches in diameter, okay, came from Maryland. Yeah, well, you know, there's some of these are like Missouri, but Missouri deer are bigger. Okay, buddy. But it was fun. They developed a new scent-free spray. We might be talking about that. But the apple cracker stuff, just good folks. Very good folks. Very nice family. Met all their families. Met their helpers. Met a great host. They provided food for everybody and an alpha food truck that they sponsored and paid for. So met Mineral Bob, the rep. So if you're using apple cracker, you're using a great product from a great company. That's all I can tell you. Now, let's see. Who was on the line? Captain Don. Good morning, Captain Don. How's everything?
Well, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'm enjoying the show this morning.
Good.
Report from up in Conowingo, Susquehanna.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I heard back from Lee. He said he knows about that wing wall. They fished, they would set anchor there within casting distance of the wing wall stripers for hours, mostly on top water. He's been there, done that, Uncle Dale. Wing wall.
There you go.
Yep. How about that? So, what's up with you?
The report from over here,
yeah,
on the banks of the Patapsco River.
Yes.
There's millions of skates, it seems like. Skates. Everyone calls them skates.
They're cow-nose rays, exactly what they are, yep.
Yeah, and they're in creeks.
Yep.
And I have a friend who lives up near Furnace Creek, which is, everyone's been talking about a massive kill up there.
Right.
We had him on the boat the other day, as a matter of fact. He caught one of the biggest crabs that he's ever seen in his life, certainly.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a record or not, but I mean,
how big?
Tremendous. Didn't measure it.
It should have been. You know you can get it.
I
implemented that process with DNR and said, you need a citation for a crab. And Brenda Davis and I went back and forth and back and forth, and I said 8 inches, and she said, no, we're going to make it bigger, make it 8.5. So 8.5-inch crab will get a fishing citation from Maryland. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just didn't do that.
No.
Some guys, no, we're going to catch another one. It's big, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But he was telling us that there are a lot of skates up there, but he didn't notice any smell. Because of a fish kill or a cow kill, I guess you'd call it.
Right, yeah.
Not but funny. There were a lot of them, up there.
Yeah.
And along the boardwalk here in Stony Beach.
Sure, yeah.
It's pretty neat to watch them.
Oh, they came right up to the boat when we were out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
On the Vista Lady. I can't stop talking about it. We talk about it all the time, that trip we took on the Vista Lady. Anybody wants to check them out, they are a fantastic charter service. Captain Ryan, Pop, and his dad, or Jeff, are just, you know, they have two boats. They fish the upper bay. They follow the fish, basically, is what they said. And we just went out of Dundalk right there at the Hard Yacht Cafe. That's where the boat's at. And we didn't go far. Didn't have to use much gas. Fished right there around the remains of the bridge and all those pilings and stuff. And we caught all our fish in short order. Hot. It was hot, but you know, it was fun.
Yeah, the guys are having a good time fishing out there.
Yes,
we've
indeed.
Been concentrating on crabbing. I mean, the crabbing's been off the hook, and I know there's supposed to be a shortage. And I don't know what the commercial guys are saying, but the commercial guys are all over right this morning. There's three or four of them out there in the Patapsco between the shore and the main channel. And they're out there for quite a few hours, and I know they're not doing that if they're not catching any crabs.
Right.
So
why?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, why? I guess it is. I don't know.
I don't know, but where we crab, and I can't tell where our secret is.
No, of course not. Just,
my God, it's
just
it's,
all you got, Don. Just mention the GPS coordinates, and we'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to tell us where. Just.
Well, if I can't measure a big crab, I can't tell you where we're crabbing.
Ah, I got it. Okay, I got you.
And we've been catching very good crabs in like 2 feet of water. It's crazy. It's really crazy. And you know, I haven't been doing the trot line thing for most of my life. I just got into that. You know,
right,
the guy
right.
I've been hanging with since I retired.
Right.
And we get our bushel like an hour and a half, and we're back. So we're just having a good time. And, well, the other thing I wanted to mention to you is, if you remember Ryan, my neighbor, young guy who was going through cancer treatments.
Yes.
And he got a very nasty cancer, and he was down for quite a bit. Well, he was on the boat the other day, first time in many months.
Good for him.
And catching crabs and just having a great time.
Good.
He said, hey, you know that muzzle loader that I won on the outdoorsman show? I said,
yeah,
I remember that quite, you know. He said, well, you know, I shot a deer with that thing. And I chased that deer, chased the blood, and he said he never could find it.
Huh.
But he shot the deer. And he said, yeah, I'd like to. I said, well, look, I'm going to call Alan Saturday morning and let him know.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll be happy to hear that.
Well, I'm happy that he shot one, but I'm not happy he didn't recover it. But you know what? That happens, you know?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a part of the whole outdoor experience, you know? Sometimes you miss, and sometimes you don't recover. I can, I've not killed that many deer, probably 150-ish. I have probably lost 4,
mm.
5. I mean, it's, you know, over the course of 50-some years, I don't think that's too horrible, but, you know, it happens. You know, sometimes they go on a property and you can't, another property, and you can't go and recover them, and you know you put a fatal hit on the deer. Sometimes you make a bad hit. That's happened a couple times, and you know, the deer will get away. And I'd sooner miss, quite frankly, I'd sooner miss the biggest buck than hit it and wound it and have it get away. And that is the biggest thing that the trackers, the guys that do the blood trailing and that type of thing, try to impress on the hunters. Make sure you know deer anatomy and where to shoot a deer, because it will make your job and our job less, you know, put us out of business if you learn how to hit a deer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yep.
Well, I just wanted to give you that report.
All right.
Things are good over here. And
good. I would love to
contest.
Good. I would love to cove fishing with you guys one of these days, but you always seem to go on Saturday morning, so it's a little hard to do, you know.
We've been trying to stay away recently from the weekends.
Oh, good. That's good.
Too much wake out there. And,
yep.
But anyway, we'll try to fit you in. We'll try to put you on the roster. How's that?
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah, put me on the waiting list. Whitetails Unlimited Delaware is the second largest chapter in the country. And I said, any chance of getting a ticket to your event? And he goes, man, no, it's sold out before it starts. He said, you know, you have to be grandfathered in. There's a waiting list of over 100 people want to go to the banquet. Because they give like $150,000 worth of stuff away. At your banquets, you know, so.
Yeah.
That's nice. All right. Hey, buddy, appreciate the call.
Take care.
Hey, did you get the text I sent you about the talisman thing?
I did, and I have some texts that I just haven't been able to get to, but I'll get to them.
All right.
I did, you know, glance at it, but.
September 8th. It's a Monday. Maybe you guys can make it. Private boats are welcome.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, buddy. You got it. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680. Well, actually, I don't think we have room for another call because we've got to talk about Backyard Billy's one more time. Backyard Billy's, you know, they've got everything for your backyard, everything you could possibly need, want, or imagine there. They've got the picnic tables. They've got the anything for your backyard. They've got the gym sets. They've got the pergolas and the gazebos. They've got the sheds, the greenhouses, the combination shed-greenhouse. They've got dog kennels and chicken coops and gym sets and, I mean, tiki bars, all the stuff that you could use for your yard. The poly table, the colorful poly and hardwood tables and patio furniture, the selection is just unbelievable. Right there, Route 50, exit 44, Kent Island. It's his Graysonville exit, backyardbillies.com, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Don't forget, Hearth America is there, too, with the fireplace inserts, the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, the fire rings, the barbecue grills, all that in one destination location, Backyard Billy's. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway 9. Anything else that you would need for fishing or hunting or crabbing, Clyde's has it. Trot lines, baskets, lids, crab bait, open-top crab traps, fishing rods and reels. Specializing in Shakespeare, they've got the world-famous Ugly Stick. They've got the world-famous St. Croix fishing rods, been around for a long, long time. And they've got all the bait, live bait, that you could use. They've got all the minnows, the frozen bait, the crab bait, you name it, they've got it at Clyde Sports Shop. 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. Been around since 1957. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. And there we are. Isn't that amazing? Wow. This show went fast today. Hope you're able to get in a contest. We covered a broad variety of subjects, from giant striped bass to snakes to apple cracker to Conowingo to, anyway, can't remember all of it, but it's on the podcast, ellisoutdoors.com. Hey, we'll be at Delmarva Sporting Clays down below Vienna, and between Vienna and Mardella Springs, right there, just off Route 50. We'll be measuring deer today. We got a bunch of deer lined up, whitetails, sika deer, Maryland black bears. We got two measures down there. So get your deer in the record book. Stop by and see them. Get your deer measured up. Delmarva Sporting Clays. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Love your Lord. See you next week.